opening up the Thursday night Metroplex net into ANL. I heard you in there, sir. Good evening to you. And my name is Paul, Papa Alpha Uniform Lima. I'm located over in Manhattan at control for the tonight's net there. Into ANL. Good evening. How you doing? Are you mobile?
Roger, Paul, and I gotta duck out here because I gotta do some shopping, but I didn't want to miss the net, just wanted to pass along that the dinner was great, really enjoyed it, and back to you, KB2SQ at 2ANL.
Okay, I think I heard you say you had to check out your mobile, and my phone rang at the same time, but good to hear you, I appreciate you stopping by, into ANL, and we have you in and out. And good evening to you. It's been a while. Hope everything's been going well with you, and season greetings. Okay, let's take a stab and see who else is out here this evening. Call KB2, Sugar Queen, at control.
WA2, UEE. Good evening, Paul.
Bob, we have you. Let me see, do we have any Echolink people? Jim, I heard you link in, and let me see if you, I heard a lot of noise there. KC2DHU, Jim?
Hey, good evening, Paul. Good evening, everybody in the net there. Yeah, Kenny hooked up, and I think Don was hooked up at the same time on 220. They had a little bit of a loop going there, on there, but they got squared away there. And Jim again, 2ANL. Department of Redundancy Department. I guess back in the day, listen to the fire sign theater too. That's some good stuff, man. Just brought back some, back over to net control.
Okay, Jim, we have you checked in. Bob, we have you checked in. Additional check-ins for the net call KB2 Sugar Point.
2 8 9 8 9 8.
Don, we have you additional.
WA2SHA.
Good evening, Norman. We have you additional. Okay, we had into ANL. He checked in and out. Mobile. We have Bob, WA2UE, KC2DHU, N2HIT, and WA2SHA. Anyone else before we start to talk? There and Bob, good evening to you. WA2UE, come aboard and check in. And let me just say good evening to all the shortwave listeners that are there. I'm sure Mary and Walt and Dave up in upstate that might be listening, and possibly into GKI Lewis over in Hoboken. So, Bob, good evening. Come aboard.
Okay, Paul, good evening to you and all the members and all the SWL there listeners. I don't have too much to report here, just that I've been very busy shopping around and what have you. And just got a little bit to do, and I think that'll be it. So I heard an Echolink coming in there. I was wondering maybe we could report on that tonight. See how it's going. So back to you, Paul. This is WA2UEE.
Okay. Bob, good evening to you. We missed you last week, but I knew you weren't going to be there. I knew you were not going to be in last week, Bob. You told me that you would miss the week. And let me see. I was just reading the December 2009 Hudson's Division Beacon newsletter, and again they wanted to thank the Metroplex Amateur Radio Club for hosting the wonderful event, and they gave special thanks to members like John Armand, Walter, Frank, Richard, Josie, Paul, and Sandra. Wow, on a magnificent job they did in making everyone feel welcome. So in the Hudson Valley newsletter. Also, I see Metroplex newsletter for the month of November started the number one newsletter in the Hudson Division, so congratulations go out to Walt for doing a wonderful, magnificent job with the newsletter. Congratulations on that. And what else did I see in the newsletter? Some other things that, if you talk to Walt, pass along the congratulations on the newsletter, again, winning the number one newsletter in the Hudson Division. And what else did I see in there? A few other things there. They talk about sort of scrolling through it as I talk. Anywho, let's go up to Jim up in Tompkins Cove. It's 24 degrees out here. Jim, good evening.
Don?
again tonight, man. 14 degrees, feeling like minus one. Wow. I know Monday it was, it felt like 1 degree down here, they said, with the wind chill, but you're already at minus one, so I know you're not looking forward to any inclement weather there over the weekend, but you possibly will get some of that on and say hello to this unit for me. Break with you, and let's go to Armand, WA2SHA. Armand, good evening. Come aboard.
Yeah, hi, folks. You're right about cold. I guess I'll take Paul's word for it at 24 degrees. I don't know what it is here in Jersey City. But chances are that it's maybe about a degree less in Jersey City than Manhattan, which is only about 2.5-3 miles away. But it's bad. My oil burner's been running about 4.5 hours a day. And that's at 2 gallons an hour, so what we're figuring is 9 gallons a day at $3.09 a gallon. If this kept up for a month and then kept up for the future months of the winter, that'd be the end. We'd really be running out. Oh, boy. But anyway, I hope it breaks. It looks like in a far-flung 8 days or something like that, we might have the 40s back again. Who knows? Oh, gee. I hate Florida, but I like warm weather. I wish I had a nice continuous summer around 80 degrees. That's what I'd be happy with. Yeah, I hope we can drag some of our people onto the net. Maybe you can issue a little call later on, Paul, for some of the latecomers. You know, get John and Frank maybe or something like that. So, back to net control. WA2SHA.
Okay, took a little pause just in case somebody wanted to come aboard. Yeah, that's ice of war. That's this kind of weather. I have one of those heaters that they advertised in the newspaper. It was made down in the Amish country, in Pennsylvania someplace. I plugged that bad boy in and today cleaned it up. You know, with this, got the dust and everything off it, cleaned up and have it running because I have got to winterize my air conditioned unit, Armand. Cold air is coming in that air conditioned in the worst way with the wind blowing. I have to take the cover off and put something in I think I still have a piece of cardboard that I have cut to the size of the air condition and put that inside and blocks off that cold wind. Pull the air condition out and slide it in the back of it and knock that cold air from coming in. So leave it outside. I have not done that yet, so that's why the little breeze coming in the air conditioning unit. But we'll take care of that pasta tomorrow, Saturday. Okay, with that, let's see who else is out there listening. Would like to check in. Call KB2 Sierra Quebec Net Control. I did get an email from Walt, and he's saying that he hasn't been checking in. His health has not been, he's not been feeling quite up to par for the last couple of weeks, and explained why he had not been checking in, and he's very close to his sister, who's also having some health problems, so he's, his mind, he said, just has not been with the, checking into the net, and he's trying to get his health back to par, and everything. He wants to send along his greetings, and we send along best of well wishes to him to get his self back up to par there. So that's why we haven't heard Walter AE2AA check in with us there. And Bob, I haven't heard don't have any update on the echo links to get passed along to you from Nico. Maybe he'll check in later and give us an update there. I know he had to run some cable. He had to run some cable, Bob. Hold on just a minute. He was running some cable from the basement up to second floor. I talked to him one day this week, and he was talking on the antenna that he's using. I tell you, the antenna is really complementing his equipment there because I went reverse on it, And your signal reverse is almost as strong as it is into the repeater, you know, direct signal. So I think his antenna's going to really work for him on the echo link when he gets it squared away. But he has to run some cable, Bob, so I'm not sure just when that's going to get done. Bob, W2UE, additional comments from you?
Okay, Paul, thanks very much for that information. I do look every day for the echo link, you know, because I do miss it. I can go on with Lindhurst, but I'd rather go on to the Metroplex, you know. But, okay, I guess nothing we can do right now, and I'm sure he's working on it to get it started, you know, which is good. Traffic over here has been heavy all day long, too. We've been out shopping with my daughter and running around. I don't know, all these cars, all of a sudden they're coming out, you know. But that's, what can you do, you know? I guess we're lucky that they're out there. Okay, so this is my final here, Paul. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, and I don't know if it'll be a net next week or not. So if not, once again, everybody, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Hanukkah, and what have you, and all our shortwave listeners. Paul, I do hope that we get the echo link up, and I do get a call from you that is running. So back to you, Paul. This is WA2UEE.
Okay, QSL. Bob, you know, Bob, into UHL. Nico's on in the afternoon coming from work. You might want to listen up for him some afternoon when he's coming in from work and get an update from him, but he's on just for the every afternoon coming in from work. Although I think he said he's going to be on Christmas vacation into UHT. I don't know if he started his vacation yet or not. But I know he's in there in the afternoon looking for somebody to chat with when he's coming in from work. I think that's around 3 or 4 o'clock, Bob. So if you're on Metroplex around that time, you might listen up for him and get an update from him, Bob, the QSL.
Okay, Paul. Thank you. Yeah, I think he's on the Murray Hill repeater. I do hear him on there. And maybe next time I can hear him on, I'll give him a call and see what's going on with the Metroplex. You know, being I know that he's in charge of it and running it, you know. So thanks again, Paul, and I will be looking for him. Go ahead.
Okay, Bob. QSL, okay. And let's see. Let's move back up to Mr. Jim up in Tompkins Cove. Jim, look like Don beat you out on the icicle award there, man. And I'm glad he did, because if you had 14 degrees up in Tompkins Cove, that means it would be about the same down here in the city. We're not looking for that kind of temperature. But Don has gotten accustomed to that cold weather up in Greenfield Park, Jim. So let him have its cold weather. Minus feels like a minus one. That's cold, Jim. KZ2DHU. KB2 Sugar Queen.
Tell there, Paul. Well, Don's always going to have me beat on that icicle award. He's got Glenn beat out, too. Glenn's got 60 degrees up by him. Better than I go back and forth on APRS here and try to figure out where that loop came from. With two of them connected there, you know, with Kenny's 220 and Don's 220. They're on two different frequencies, and that thing started looping. And we're both scratching our heads here trying to figure out how that thing looped up, you know, with, you heard the thing connecting to, over and over again. That's just a strange one. It may be just be a glitch, but, yeah, well, Don's neighbor, his poor neighbor, he has the nicest key, he's the nicest guy in the world. He's down there selling Christmas trees next to me. He was freezing his keys to off today. He was hanging out in my shop for a while there, sitting out in the truck and coming back inside. It's quiet inside, they stay warm. It's really warm in my shop, but it's a heck of a lot warmer than outside. They got that little camper out there with an electric heater in it, you know, wind blowing the way it was today. You know, it's not like having anything next to you. It's like having a pail of hot water next to you. But he was out there all day doing his thing. And he speaks highly of Don. And he's the nicest guy in the world, but he's
first time I can recall hearing about this black ice during the course of the day. You know, you hear about it at nighttime a lot, you know, when the temperature drops, but there was such a drop in temperature around that time. And I think it was sort of unexpected, you know, for it to happen like that during the daytime like that. Normally you don't have the temperature dropping like that. You know, it'll go up a few degrees, but that was something else. I didn't realize you were out there 3 hours trying to get, a 30-minute drive, possibly. Maybe a 45-minute drive, Jim.
Well, no, from Nanuet to up here is 20 minutes max. You know, unless you hit traffic or something, 20-minute drive. And today, he makes it down here in the morning, he goes whizzing right along in about an hour and 15 minutes. You know, there's really no traffic when he comes down here. You know, a little bit, you know, he leaves at 9:30 at night, he makes it home an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a half. It was just bad. I couldn't get north of Route 202. Because every road had an accident. Palisades was blocked up, 45 was blocked up, made it up to the top of the mountain there on Rule 4 Road, couldn't get down the other side. There was a big accident down there, had the whole road clogged up, couldn't get through the rock cut out of the NW, trying to pack roads all over the place. Finally, I got around a different way onto the NW, and it was clearing up another accident as I went through it. I was like, yes, you get through it before somebody else cracks up. You know, and they got north of Stony Point. And the bridge closed there, but just kind of went around that. It was just a mess. It was really a mess.
Yeah, QSL. Okay. Well, I hope we don't have any more like that. As I tell you, they were talking about over there by Route 80, 46, Willowbrook Mall. If you ran into injuries, the police would show up on the scene and tell you to exchange paperwork, and they were looking for accidents where there were, you know, injuries involved. There were so many of them. That's what I heard. It was on the news. And I was able to pick up on the scanner the Palisade Park Police, and I know they were busy in a one-armed coat hanger or something like that. They were busy. Listen to the scanner there. That's the best closest one I could pick up there, Jim. Let's see, Mr. Don, I'm sure you still in there. Any additional comments from you? What you got, your potbelly heater going there, Don? Wood stove going there?
You ain't very cheap. Absolutely, you know it. Mike took off one, the wood burning. It's not a bump, you know, the square one you see with gold trim doors, pretty. But it's square with the glass door, and you see the beautiful fire. You're in there, you scrapped it. A lot of times, much better than I have. But he has one over there, but it burned dead. And the fire looks so beautiful with the glass door. Because the dining room joins the front room. So when you're sitting in the front room, you're looking at the dining room. And the wife could be in the kitchen, and that wall is cut out, so while she's in the kitchen, you can talk to the dining room and the kitchen. And it's beautiful, but that's what we have on. And so far, we haven't had to use a furnace. The furnace is set for 60. And one night, when we stepped through it all night, the furnace came on. But that was once. So far, we're having fun with it, Paul. We definitely have fun with the wood-burning stove. And the place is nice and warm. Nice and warm. The temperature right here now has 74 degrees. The wife claims that's too warm for a couple for me. And that's in my room here. So I don't know what the rest is, and I'm off to the side. My room is usually an honor, and the rest of the house is usually a lot warmer. But that's it. I've gotten used to the warm, cold weather, like you said. And Jim, thanks for straightening it out, what you said that, about Lucas, because I wasn't sure what had happened. So what I did was immediately shut down so I wouldn't cause no conflict. Then I realized that Glenn was on, so I'm coming through WB2LMP. System. And I heard all what you said about Dave, and boy, the young man has drove through all that and then turn around and has to come back. But see, you're young, you do it. These young guys, youngsters up here will do it to go out and work to make some money. Nothing wrong with that. Let me pass it back to the next patrol, and I hope all enjoy the holiday, and above all, be safe. And to me, guys, back to the next patrol.
Okay, Don. And I will run a net next Thursday night. I think that's Christmas Eve. I should be out of here before Santa Claus starts his route. It should be a long one. Next Christmas Eve, which is the 24th, and I guess Thursday. So, yeah, I'll run a net next Thursday. If anybody wants to stop by. Don. Break with you, and let's go there back to Armin. Doesn't look like we're going to have any other check-ins. Armin, take a pause there before you make your final comments, Armin. That'd be 2SHA, KB2 Sugar Queen, that patrol.
There's probably a bunch of sleepers out there. what are you going to do? Paul, that unit, the heating system that you bought in Pennsylvania, is it one of those that's advertised in the paper that I see is made by Mennonites or whatever it is? It's that thing I see all the time in our local newspaper.
Yes, sir. That's the one. I've had it now for about 3 years. And it's great.
Pay for your electricity?
Yeah. One runs on 110, and it's got two switches, on low and a high. I usually run it on low, and it's has a fan built into it. The heat comes and kicks at the heat. It's beautiful. It looks like a fireplace.
Yeah, I know. I see it extensively spoken about, but it's just an electric heater. That's really all it is. And, of course, they say it's 100% efficient. Well, all electric heaters are 100% efficient. Electricity goes in, heat comes out. It can't disappear. It all comes out. And so efficiency is not an issue with electric. The only thing I wonder is, with some people, if you rely on electric heat alone of that sort, the electric bill could be driven through the sky, you know? Because electric is so much more expensive as an energy than oil or gas is. So I'm glad you're happy with it. But I bet you there's an awful lot of people that find their bills shot up so badly that they can't use the electric heater of any sort, you know. But sometimes I use an electric heater for help in the bathroom, you know, if I'm going to take a shower or something like that. In this kind of dry, low humidity, cold weather, you know, I feel a little better if I run an electric heater in there for about 10 minutes before I go in. So I have one of these little 1500 watt, $27.95 Home Depot heaters, which works very well. And that's 100% efficient, too. So, back to net control, WA2SHA. And come on, you sleepers, come on, get in on the net.
Yeah, QSL. I closed the vent in the bathroom. That's how I worked that out, Armin. We have a vent in the bathroom, and I tell you, when the wind is high, man, you can feel that air coming into the bathroom in a bad way. It just sucks it up. Sucks up all the air right through that vent. So I make sure I close that, Armin. That warms up. I don't have a problem. But, I'm telling it, I'm noticing a difference. Of course, never noticed the air shooting in the air condition vent like it is in this new apartment. So before, I don't think I put a cardboard in the air condition last year at all. But it's in a different location. The air condition unit here is right on the corner of the building, and that air is coming in here pretty good. So. I see I'm going to have to work on that soon, leave Mother Nature outside. But I never had that problem in the other apartment like I do, like I've noticed here so far. So that's one difference. That's one difference. The people are really decorate more here in this building than they did up in the other apartment. The hall, most of this, when the elevator stops on many of the floors there, the people have really decorated in front of the elevator. You know, with the Christmas decorations.
Plains Road there. There's a house up there, Armin, that they light up every year. And we need to go up there and take a look at that, drive by. Sometimes we get out, sometimes we don't. Or sit in the car and look at, take a few pictures. But they really like that house up there in a big way. And, but we haven't gotten up there yet, so we'll probably run up there one night during the week. It's up around 200 and, off of White Plains Road and some parkway there. Gee whiz, I can't think of the parkway. The name of the parkway up near, Co-op City. One of the parkways that come up. Can't think of the parkway, but anyway, it's beautiful. I tell you that. Now, you talk about some electrical bill. Although I could hear like generators running, so he might be running some generators to keep the lights going in Armin. So I'm sure you have something like it over in your neck of the woods too. One house that's all decorated for the Christmas holiday there. Okay, let me see if we have additional check-ins before we shut it down. We've got about 6 check-ins here and a few shortwave listeners. KB2 Sugar Queen. Checking in. Like I say, I will run on that next Thursday night. If anybody wants to stop in on Christmas Eve before Santa starts his trip going around, don't want to interfere with him. And we'll see everybody next Thursday night. And the very best, if anybody can't come by, we wish you a good holiday season, a Merry Christmas, and all that kind of good stuff there. With that, this is KB2 Sugar Queen closing down the net at 8:35 local time and turning this frequency back to General Amber User. Unless somebody has some additional comments.